The American dream has become a nightmare. Sign.
Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button and donate much needed fundage so that we can keep free speech alive here and continue to plow through Semitism like this train. Plow through Semitism like this train. Through Semitism. Through the poison of Semitism and its many vitriolic, hateful, bigot-ridden arms of death that it flails about and catches whatever it can in its path as it destroys everything and enlarges itself like the blob, the beast system is like the blob. I like that analogy a lot. So, yes, please contribute to RBN so that this train can continue to, plow down the tracks, taking out Semitism in its path. So, all right. Back in the before we were talking about I forgot what we were talking about. So I'm going to move on to something else here. I'm going to move on to a new article here. Oh, what I wanted, actually, there was one in particular that I wanted to bring up. I wanted to read Wikipedia's description of the Daily Stormer so that I give you another example of toxic Semitism and how they get away with defamation in the most vitriolic forms. So, the Daily Stormer. I actually tried to pull it up. I couldn't even get the server to work. I mean, they just have articles describing Jewish power, so... So the Daily Stormer, according to Wikipedia, the Daily Stormer is an American far-right, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, misogynist, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic, and Holocaust denial commentary and message board website that advocates for a second genocide of Jews. Really? Advocates for a second genocide of Jews? Where is that? I think that's ripe for defamation lawsuit right there. I don't think that's happening there on there advocating. I mean, the Jews are going to think that anybody's advocating for a second genocide because it's like when you have an invisible army coming at you, a Semitic invisible army, using proxy warriors as their cannon fodder to take you out and genocide you. And then they'll accuse like the Daily Stormer of being advocating for a second genocide of Jews. There was no first genocide of Jews in the first place, you lying Jews. It is part of the alt-right movement. Really? Is it part of the alt-right movement? I have my doubts. But again, we're reading a Jewish description here, so there's nothing but lies. Its editor, Andrew Anglin, founded the outlet on July 4th, 2013 as a faster-paced replacement for his previous website, Total Fascism, which had focused on his own long-form essays on fascism, race, and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, which is exposing Semitism. Anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Imagine somebody murdering you and genociding you and your whole race, and then they're sticking their hand over your mouth and saying, "Oh, this person's they got a knife, they're slicing your throat open," and they're saying, "Oh, nothing to see here. It's an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory." So that's figuratively speaking what the Jews do to the world. They slash the throats of the whole world, and then they just say, "Oh, nothing to see here, anti-Semitic conspiracy theory," and continuing on. In contrast, the Daily Stormer relies heavily on quoted material with exaggerated headlines. Oh, exaggerated? Really? Really? Exaggerated headlines. You see how important it is for Semitism to stop from being stopped? You see how important it is from being discovered, from stop people from speaking? They're so scared of free speech that I've never seen an apparatus they've developed an apparatus for stopping free speech that's so pervasive. You have self-censorship in most cases. You have to really deprogram yourself so that you're no longer self-censoring anymore. Most of us don't even know how brainwashed we are. We don't. So that's a difficult situation. Okay. So the site is known for its use of internet memes, which have been linked to the image board 4chan and cited as attractions for a younger and more ideologically diverse audience. Oh, Jews, I thought you liked diverse audiences. While some white nationalist authors have praised Daily Stormer's reach, others have taken issue with its content and tone, accusing Anglin of being an agent provocateur used to discredit true white nationalism. Well, actually, I've heard somebody mention that before, and that could be an interesting discussion to have. I don't really follow it very closely, but I've read some good articles on there. But then, agent provocateur. You could probably call me one of those, agent provocateur, just because, I don't think I'm boring in how I present the information.
Anti-Semitism is, here comes anti-Semitism again. What's the next story? Okay.
Here, let me practice being boring for a second. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to go over here to Blacklisted News, and I'm going to be really boring in how I read this, okay?
You, the population they want to control. Worldwide birth rate per 1,000 people follows a very predictable trend. In developed and or wealthy nations, the birth rate is low, and in nations at the lower end of the economic development scale, the birth rate is high. Nothing new here. Many countries, including the U.S., have birth rates that either are too low to sustain current population levels or are stable. Since 1970, the population of people born in the U.S. has been stable at below 300 million. In fact, some estimates show a decline in population. All of the population growth in the U.S. during this time period has been due to immigration. This is why the USA has grown to 336 million people in 50 years. This trend has only increased in recent years.
Are you awake? Are you asleep? Okay. How was that? Was that pretty good? Did I do a pretty good job being boring? Mike, what did you think about that one? Was it boring enough? Should I try again? Okay. He said pretty good, and I got a couple calls too, so let me check. Ooh, I lost my... We got Misty in Kansas, and Patrick in Texas has something else. So, okay. Misty, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? That was that was absolutely 100% boring. Thank you. I didn't know who you were trying to intimidate, or Carl Schwab, or whoever you were saying. Yeah, that was boring. Thank you. Anyway.
Can you do it again?
No, please.
Oh, good.
Right now,
okay.
If you don't mind. I was just going to tell you what Tom was talking about earlier when he called in about the TB. If you don't mind, I'll just give you a little bit of this. The Washington Times. Illegal immigrant kids with tuberculosis infections released in 44 states. Now, I'm going to... Nearly 250,000 children with latent infections were released in 44 states over the past year, according to blah, 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 Health and Human Services. About 126,000 total were released, indicating an infection rate of 1 in 50 migrants. The government says they can't treat the children because they are all in custody for short time, and treatment requires 3 to 9 months. So that's the gist of it. Now we got this here, and I believe.
So wait, Missy, can you tell me what's the article? I want to pull up the article that you're.
Okay, go ahead. It's on the Washington Times, and it came out. Let's see. Yesterday, on the 18th.
Okay. Just type in.
You got it? So I'll turn mine on.
I got Seattle Times, USA Today. There's a whole bunch of articles about it.
Washington Times.
Okay, I got it, yeah. Illegal immigrant kids with tuberculosis infections. Yep. Got it. 44 states. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really good, is it?
No. I mean, I can't really, you know, I'm very skeptical about the medical establishment and anything they diagnose, even like cancer, or especially of their prescribed treatments. Like I was saying earlier, I need to research tuberculosis a little more. It's supposedly caused by a bacteria, which I lend more credibility to than being caused by a virus.
That's not the point. The point is I want to say, and I'm sure somebody out there can correct me, but if I'm wrong, it was eradicated in the 70s, TB was. And what all these illegals are bringing over these diseases. So that's another part of this invasion, if you will. More disease.
Well, yeah, I consider what the Jews are doing by opening our borders and bringing migrants into the country to be a disease itself. You know, it's meant to, you know, I don't know if what they're trying to do is just... If there's really, this is a huge problem, you know, when they say they've eradicated a disease, they said they eradicated polio too, and polio was meningitis. Polio was never really, there was no such thing as polio caused by a virus. It was caused by things like...
They gave us the shots for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was the shots which actually caused the disease.
Yeah, I can't remember. Okay, the polio was the one that left the scar, right? Smallpox was the sugar pill, correct? I can't remember.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't
polio was the one where you got crippled.
No, and, I mean the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they stopped giving it in, 60s. 65, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. Well, okay, I just wanted to give you the heads up on that's what Tom was talking about, and, you know, they're coming at us at all ends. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Misty. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Patrick, you're back. What's up?
Want to you brought up MS King's book how Putin or Russia was or Napoleon was doing a lot of good deeds. He did change, that's for sure. But he done Dr. Peter Hammond's work. You know, he with Danny Jones and Hitchcock. He just had a presentation with that and got the Armenian genocide. But he ran all through the history. So that's my source. As far as the William Wallace was a Scottish, he was fought the English. And, you look up the Abbeville Institute. These are a bunch of PhDs to study the Civil War. And, they'll tell you, that, all of the colleges, you had to speak Latin and Greek, just to get into school. We were highly educated. And, I just wanted to point out that, you're talking about NASCAR being raced now. We were incredibly knowledgeable back in the before the Civil War. So that's my point was. It's like, yes, I know Napoleon did change, but he done an incredible bunch of damage. His brother was a 33-degree Mason, and he was taking orders from his brother. And he went into Russia to weaken Russia, and then that was the Crimea War. Where he was the French, but the English jumped in too, and they defeated Russia in the Crimea War, and then the Ottomans just went to slaughtering everybody, and that was Peter Hammond's point. So I just wanted to point that out. Yes, Napoleon did change, and I'll back over to you, William.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I've decided to do is I'm going to bring Mike King back on again to specifically discuss Napoleon. And I will announce a week before or so. I'll announce when he's coming. I'm going to see if I can get him in the next few weeks. And we'll talk about Napoleon, probably just for one of the 2 hours on the show. Cause I think it's a good talking point. There seems to be lots of different opinions about Napoleon. It's harder to nail down specifics on it. Like with Hitler, it seems pretty cut and dry.
Right.
So.
And, King's got the book, The War Against Putin. Putin done a lot of good. He was protecting Syria down there, all those Christians down there. And that was more in line, Tsar Nicholas was an outstanding individual. He was like Assad. He could walk anywhere, or Hitler could walk all through his country with no fear because the people loved him. And that's all I got.
Thanks. Yes. Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Patrick. All right. We don't have any other callers stacked up, so if you want to call in, go ahead. I'll take you right away. I'm just going to go through some of these other articles here. So the Sound of Freedom movie, I haven't gone to see it yet. That's the big point of discussion. But I don't really like to go too deep into stuff that's being, discussed on normie politics out there in normie world. If you want to talk about that stuff, you can go to the normie world talk shows and you can talk to them. I like to talk about Semitism specifically and go right to the heart of the matter. All right, we got Murr in Wisconsin. Oh, and I wanted to mention, Murr, welcome. Welcome to the show. I wanted to mention your show. Welcome to the show real quick. Yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey. Yeah, I can. We're up against the break, though, Murr. Can you stick until after the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
United
States.
Cool it with anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Wisconsin. And hey Murr. Hey, I wanted to mention your show on real quick before I do that though. I got a text from Jeremy saying that you can only access the Daily Stormer on Tor. So on TOR.
I found where you can get it right now, it's the dailystormer.in. I guess that's India. I don't know. But
no,
you can get
it. The link doesn't work. Probably blocked or something.
I just brought it up. It might be some kind of security on your computer or something. Mine has none, apparently. Because I can send it to you.
It might be the... I did just bring it up. Okay,
Okay. Not
yeah,
I
so
am.
Jeremy, if you're listening out there, I just brought up dailystormer.in.
Yep.
All right.
Andrew England often has articles on the UNS review, which is a Semite, you know, Ron Unz is a Semite, but he's apparently assimilated. I guess that's the third choice. I think I was talking with Patrick about that some time ago, and after that, Henry Mako picked up on that, you know, as far as the ones that
Henry
think they
Macau?
Have to run. Huh?
Henry Mako?
Mako is how he pronounces it.
And really? I've never heard Mako.
No, it's Mako. Yeah. Well, just like Moscow. It's not Moscow. It's Moscow. I had a Russian correct me on that many years ago. It's not a cow. It's Moscow. Yeah, you know, and of course it's with a B over there, Moscovite, right? So, yeah, Mako is how it's pronounced, and correctly, apparently.
So, Murr, you had a great show with Lorraine Day on Sunday.
Thank you. I liked it too.
It was a good summary that she gave of her, you know, her her underlying beliefs. I think she really explained it very well. Mm-hmm. If you want, go to Murr's. What's the name of your show?
Yours Truly, Murr. It's under Murr Bailey in the archives. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just go to the archives and on Sunday, listen to the interview 1 hour with that she did with Lorraine Day. Really good.
Yeah, I give Sam description. He said they like descriptions there at RBN. So, and then Mike fixed one up for me that wasn't as good as it could have been. So, yeah, I like to have a little bit of a description. I put a number of the, you know, which one it is too, so just so I can keep track. And Paul Byrne, Dr. Paul A. Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, has accepted my invitation to be our guest on the 30th of July. And, you know, he's about pro-life, you know, this brain-dead stuff that's a lie, organ harvesting and everything. And but he started out, though, with neonatal for 50 years or something, keeping little preemies alive, you know. So he's really interesting character. I heard him on Deanna Spingola's several times. And, yeah, he's really good. Bernice was on there sometimes, and she was eventually on there by herself. Usually she was with him, but her teenage son was in a traffic crash, and I try not to call them accidents anymore because I don't think there are any. You know, it was a crash. It wasn't an accident. So anyway, they had his file sitting there, and when they came, you know, he's all dark circled around the eyes. Of course, he was dead and all stitched up, but all they do is give them paralyzing drugs. And they take out all the organs, the heart being last, so all the organs are viable. You know, as soon as someone dies, those organs aren't viable. People don't realize this, and a lot of medical professionals don't even want to accept it. You know, I can.
Yeah, I think I'll take myself off the donor list.
Oh, please. Oh, yes. Yeah. And Life Guardian, I think, I forget the rest of the site, is one that he's with, and you know, they have a form there you can send in, too, to, like, the state to make sure you're off. But on my driver's license, I have a big, fat X on there. You know, no! Because don't take anybody's organs, you know. It doesn't matter the age, right? And, look what they did to Anne Heche, right? Apparently she was abused as a child, and then she was in all these different things and was coming out with more and more stuff that was revealing about what they're doing with children, right? And of course, she had that affair with Ellen DeGenerate, DeGeneres, right?
Ellen DeGenerate.
Yeah,
that's an interesting last name.
Yeah, she has her little comedy routine from way back when she's supposedly talking with God, and she says, "Yeah, I know what it sounds like." But in the crash there with Anne Heche, that was like remote controlled. I think it had to have been, right? Sent her reeling.
I don't know.
And then when they took her in, Anne Heche, yeah.
I'm looking up Anne Heche. What happened? I don't even know. What did she got in a car accident? Did she die? I don't know.
No, it wasn't an accident. It was a crash, and I think it was remote controlled. They had her speeding through this neighborhood and crash and burned, but yet she wasn't burned, and they had her on on the stretcher, taking her, going to the ambulance or whatever, supposedly. And she sat up, trying to push them away and everything. So, and she wasn't burnt or anything. So, but of course, they got her organs. That's why I was bringing her up.
Yeah. All right, did you want to stick over after the break? Did you have something else? We're up against the break here.
Oh, I don't really have anything else. Thank you, Willie. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Murr.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, we'll be right back, folks, after this break. And it's not going to be boring, I promise you. I'm trying to make it boring, but I'm going to stop now. Okay? Be right back.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's over, my friends, got along.
We're back, folks. And I got to thank Jeremy because he's the one who introduced me to Volbeat. That's the band that just had the song. And I found that song on my own, I guess. I thought I heard Jeremy play it, but he told me he didn't play it. But he plays those other two songs, Last Day Under the Sun and... I forgot the name of the other one, but I love it. I love them both. And they're a great band. So I'll be actually probably using that song in the Punch Bowl Friday night as well. I think bumper music's important, and I'm still working on all my bumper music. But I'm very disorganized, so there you go. So I want to jump over to their article. Now, I was trying to be boring in the last little while. Fortunately, Murr called, and she made it not so boring. But I'm kind of low energy tonight, so I don't know. I'd probably put you to sleep. But don't go to sleep yet, okay, you guys? Stick around, and I'm going to read you a couple more articles here, okay? And that's really not boring at all. Oh, and actually, you know what? I got callers. So I don't have to read any article. I'm just going to give a couple headlines real quick. Endgame, the U.S. federal debt interest payments about to hit $1 trillion. See, I've got Andy in Texas and Matt in Tennessee. Let me see, make sure I didn't miss anybody else here. Okay, yeah. So guys, hang on for one second. Let me go through a couple headlines real quick. There was a shocking number in today's latest monthly U.S. budget deficit report. No, it wasn't that U.S. government outlays unexpectedly soared 15% to $646 billion in June, up almost $100 billion from a year ago. So this is just the debt payments, debt interest payments. $1 trillion debt interest payments. So we can no longer we're no longer producing GDP large enough to pay these interest payments. That's when we start seeing massive inflation. That's when we start seeing real problems. And they have to print money in order to make the interest payments. Well, this has been a problem for a really, really long time. And it's just completely sick. This is why we should have never had the Federal Reserve. This Jewish middleman in the middle between the United States, the people, between we the people and our treasury. There should not be, we should just print the money. There should be no debt issued. So but instead you have a middleman that they print the money and they issue it as debt to us. And then we pay interest to them for when they just print money and they have nothing to back it up. This is how criminal this Jew enterprise is. It feels so good to expose the Jews, doesn't it? I mean, it feels like there's like a spiritual ecstasy to it. It's like God's work. It is God's work. God wants us to expose these imposter Jews claiming to be his chosen people. Imagine the satanicness of the whole thing. Well, you don't have to imagine it. You can just go listen to Larry Fink say that he's forcing all the behaviors. Or you can just watch the Jews start a war in Ukraine using NATO and their little henchwoman, Victoria Nuland. Or do another coup. Or whatever they do. Cut off children's genitals. How sick does it have to get, folks, before people realize that it's the Jews? It's Semitism. Semitism is a crime. Semitism is the problem. It is the bottom of the rabbit hole problem. And our sort of like normalization of Semitism. Semitism's been normalized. When did Semitism become legal? Semitism needs to be outlawed on the most, like, 100,000 billion times over and over. It needs to be outlawed. Instead, Semitism is outlawing truth everywhere you go. Truth in the name of for your safety. For your safety. All right, we got Andy in Texas. Andy, thanks for waiting.
Hey, can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of looking at this political situation here and stuff, and I don't know if anybody had the opportunity. I don't generally get the opportunity to listen to anything on Fox News, but today I got like 3 hours of watching Fox News on these trials with these whistleblowers from the IRS, you know, Stiegel or whatever his name is, and the other guy. Who was it? Ziegler and Sharpley or whatever. Okay, so these guys, they're just telling the truth as far as I can see. Meanwhile, we've got some really good questions coming from the Republicans coming out of the committee, you know, the Ways and Means Committee and the, you know, whatever. We got some really good questions coming from the Republicans. And I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Biden fan. I don't care anyway, but if people want to know what their political system is doing right now, they need to take a look at what that thing just happened today. I could not believe this. The Republicans brought up some really good questions, asked some really pertinent stuff from these people, got some really pertinent answers from these people. And then when we go to these Democrats, and mostly the black ones, and Ocasio-Cortez got to put her little 2 cents worth in, too, and it was just worthless conversation. And when I say worthless conversation, they didn't even talk about Biden, Hunter Biden. They didn't talk about him at all, which is this is what this whole thing's about. They talked about Donald Trump. They talked about blacks being thrown in jail for prison and all this stuff. And all these people just, they did all this stuff. So how do we flip and figure that we got some sort of political solution to this? And I think this is the perfect example for the American people to see there is no political solution to this. All they want is hypocrisy. These Democrats had the audacity to come out and say that the Republicans were being hypocrisy. They were doing hypocrisy. They were hypocritical. They were on point, and the Democrats rose it to another level and put it in a different spot than it should have ever been to. We didn't come here to talk about Donald Trump. We didn't come here to talk about black oppression. We came here to see why is Hunter Biden getting away with all the stuff he's doing. And the Republicans stayed on point, and the Democrats didn't. So I guess basically my phone call is just to let people know, if you saw this, you obviously know that your political solutions are gone. There is none. You can't get a political solution here because the Democrats or the Republicans, it doesn't matter. They're going to talk about it for months and months and months and days and days and days, and they're not going to fix anything, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much why I stopped paying attention to them. So I kind of
I read stories
and yeah. So you caught you don't either. You caught a little wind of some stuff and it got your the wheels going in your head there, I guess. Right?
Yeah, exactly. No,
there is no political solution to this problem because it's all a fake dialectic. It's all just a big game show. It's all a movie. It's another Jewish movie. I mean, they're the ones that make all the movies, right? So why would we think that this was any different? Bunch of actors.
Well, and you should have looked. You should have seen it. These Democrats, they brought out pictures, billboards, little writings, and all this stuff. And it was basically, they tried to put Donald Trump on trial. And again, I'm not a Donald Trump fan, but they tried to put Donald Trump on trial, and they've tried to put race on the trial. And we're going after Hunter Biden here. That's what the whole thing was about. And these people deferred their conversation to something else. And if people think that somehow, some way, these people who represent you in your district or whatever, if you think they're actually representing you, you're absolutely lost the entire idea of the program here. Look, we're in a lot of trouble. I guess that's where the bottom line ends. We're in a lot of trouble, and I think if people watched what I saw today, and I didn't want to watch it, but I was there, and I saw it, and it was just ambiguous. It was just crazy. It was past the point of I started commenting. My friend who was watching it with me, he's like, shut up, I can't hear it. I was like, do you want to hear it? You know, because these guys were going so outside of everything that was even ambiguous to the entire conversation. It just bothers me, my friend. It just bothers me that people think there's some sort of solution coming from a political area. It's not going to happen.
The point that you're making, Andy, is that the Republicans will get up there and they'll say some good points and people will gravitate, people of reasonable will gravitate towards their points, and then the Democrats will come in and machinate it into something completely, they'll just make a big mess of the whole situation. And in the end, at the end of the day, nothing happens, nothing gets done, the ball doesn't move forward. There's no problem ever gets solved. It's just a fake dialectic, right?
Yeah, and therein lies the exact example of what I'm telling you on this phone call, is that there is no political solution to what we're dealing with. These people, all they want to do is just talk about it, argue about it, bring up these little puzzles and pictures and stuff that show their little ambiguous situation and stuff. They weren't even interested in the topic of Hunter Biden. In fact, they went so far as to defend this guy, and it's almost like Biden had talked to these people, or his people had talked to these people, and said, hey, look, defend us whatever you can, and whatever. Don't worry about, you don't have to talk about Hunter Biden. Let's talk about black people getting thrown in jail and for whatever, much longer, much often than the white people or whatnot. They kind of brought up critical race theory, you know?
Yeah, they'll never talk about the issues. They'll just focus shift over to something else that they want to think about, what they want to talk about, or they'll say, oh, well, that wouldn't be how. Yeah, they'll go over. I can see exactly what you're saying. I appreciate you spending the 3 hours watching that. But
it was terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah, I can't even go into a sports bar and the television starts to melt my brain and turn it into mashed potatoes really quickly.
I feel you, brother. Hey, thanks. Keep doing the good work. Thank you for taking my call, bro.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah. All right, man. Take care. All right, we got Matt in Tennessee. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, William. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
Yeah, I had, it's interesting you just talked about sports bars because I had something I wanted to talk about that's kind of related to the Jewish question. I know it doesn't really sound like it on the front end, but I like college football, although I might be moving away from it. I've about over these socialist, synagogue of Satan universities, turning out the best and brightest that are out there lying to everybody. But there's a commercial that used to play last fall, and I think the year before. It's AT&T, and I wonder who's in charge of AT&T. I bet the CEO is probably part of the synagogue of Satan. But
oh yeah,
this commercial was this nice, pert little Jewish woman, and they're at this wedding or something, and something happens, and it goes to her, and she talks about AT&T 5G. And, of course, we all know that 5G is a bad news. It's bad for you. And mm-hmm. And right at the end of her comments, she says, it's never too much. And on the surface, it sounded like, getting this sports package is never too much, but she's mentioning 5G. If you watch that commercial with educated lenses over you about the Jewish question and just mm-hmm. look at it, it's like cremation of care right in your face. They're telling you they're frying you with 5G and saying it's never too much for the goyim.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that commercial, William?
I don't really watch TV anymore, but I've seen commercials like that. And for that very reason that you mentioned, I can't tolerate being subjected to exactly what you're describing. I remember when I was, well, I had gotten into TV already, but I was sitting in a pizza place, and it was back in 2019, and there was a commercial promoting the U.S. Army, and there was a bunch of like women and like people of color, black, whatever, that were part of the military, and they were in what looked like Middle America, launching artillery with what looked like an Israeli commander that was like having them fire the artillery off in the middle of Middle America, probably at the hillbillies with their guns and getting people primed for the pump. And I was just like, God, they're really ramping up this Jewish propaganda in the military here, Join the army and fight a Jew war against your fellow Americans and then next thing you know, I mean, not that they weren't already talking about white supremacy, but next thing you know, we got Merrick Garland and he's saying white supremacy is the greatest threat to greatest terror threat. And I just came across a picture of this disgusting, ghoulish looking Jew, Merrick Garland,
with somebody else next to him today. I forgot who it was, but let me see if I can find it. But yeah, I'm glad you're bringing this up. Yeah, AT&T is definitely one of the Fortune 500 companies owned by BlackRock. If you go to Yahoo Finance for AT&T, I'm going to look it up right now, AT&T, and we look up who the primary shareholders are. I think you can just go to Yahoo Finance. I've looked this up before. But, all right, we're up against the break. Thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate it.
Have a good evening. Thanks.
Hey, you too. Okay. All right, we're going to skip the break. Matt, are you still there? All right, let me see here. So I'm going to try to find out who is the controlling shareholder. I already know it's BlackRock, but I just want to see it on Yahoo Finance because all of the Fortune 500 got swallowed up by BlackRock and Vanguard after they rolled out the fake pandemic, after Semitism rolled out the fake pandemic, and then followed by killing people through a lot of fear, bringing them, inducting them into the hospital system and then murdering them, Jewish murder. I came across a fantastic documentary just a couple days ago. It's called, I sent it around to a few friends, I Would Be Punished in probably in a couple of years for, you know, anti-Semitism. Yeah, it's called The Jewish Crucifixion of Russia. It's on BitChute. And it's on, what channel is it on? I'm promoting a channel. It's on the Truth Network. It's got 520 subscribers. And it's got like a picture of a guy with a wet face or something, like half a face. But anyway, just look up The Jewish Crucifixion of Russia. It's a picture of Marx, somebody else, and Vladimir Lenin, a.k.a. What was Lenin's real name? Lenin's real name was, he was a Jew, by the way, like a half-Jew. He married a Jewess. They have to say Vladimir Lenin wasn't a Jew. Yes, he was. So was Stalin. Spoke Yiddish. This documentary gets into all of that, the Jewish Bolshevism. It's really good, and I learned a lot, even after I've studied this a bit. It's good to go review and get more details. It fills in a lot of the blanks. So even on, yeah, Vladimir Ilyich, it just told me what it was. Hold on. Yulyanov, and then you go and you click in, and then it doesn't say what the name is anymore. Yeah, oh no, it does. There it is. Vladimir Ilyich Yulyanov, who died in 1924. He had strokes, disagreements with Stalin. Stalin kind of he punished his way to the top. All right. Okay, let me take my call. I got two callers, Max in New York. Max, welcome.
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Great. I got a couple quick points. We were talking about the national debt. And I've framed a legal argument for discharging the debt. There's two reasons. Do you know what the first reason is?
What your first reason is? No.
Well, I have two reasons why the national debt is discharged.
Oh, yes. Please go ahead.
First reason, we all know it's all paper and it's backed by nothing. That's the obvious one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the second reason is most of these loans that are taken out that we're paying back, we paid in blood. We paid in blood. That's all mm-hmm. I want to say. You have a good night, brother.
You too, Max. I appreciate the call. Great points. Fantastic. I appreciate, I've just got a couple minutes left here. So, all right. That's absolutely true, what Max is saying. If it wasn't for the Federal Reserve System, banking system, we wouldn't have had the wars we had. We actually absolutely have paid in blood for Jewish bankers to continue their enterprise and to pay for their wars so they could make money off our death. Because that's what Jews do, is they make money off of our deaths. Lots and lots of money. So they say, like, oh, the Jews are just good with money, and, you know, they know how to use money, and I'm going to learn how to be like a Jew. I'm just talking to this one guy. This fucking guy, man. Trying to tell him about what the Jews, you know, and he's like, ooh, well, I am going to try to be more like that. So, yeah. You can't beat them, join them. Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy. Sayonara to you. Dave in Michigan, welcome to the show.
William, I'm sure many people have questions. Just ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam, an anti-Semite, Uncle Ben, an Antifa. They will tell you it is not real. Uh-oh. It is not real. It is real. And it is all by design.
Yes. Yes. Benjamin Netanyahu, or whatever. We could come up with all kinds of names. Benjamin Katchabaju from It Is Not Real. Yes. He's the Prime Minister of It Is Not Real.
Don't forget Benjamin's wife, anti-Semite. I mean, Antifa. They're both married to the same people, right? Uncle Sam, anti-Semite. Uncle Ben, Antifa. They tell you it is not real. It is real. And it is all by design.
It is all by design. Exactly. This is great. So this is, you know, when you're talking to your friends, and you, like last night I was having a conversation and I was like, so you know who it is, right? That's like doing this, right? Who it is, like, and they're like, no. I'm like, yeah, no, I know who it is. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. You know, the group, the specific tribe of people, the race of people that are doing this to the world. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, hint. I'm like, okay, you know who it is. Okay, it starts with a J. Like, so I don't know. The Jews! And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, yes, it's the Jews. But if you say it's by design, or if you say it is not, if this from Benjamin Blank and Jaju from It Is Not Real. Dave, thank you for calling. What a great call to end the show with. Guys, thanks for coming tonight. I'll be back next week. I'll be back tomorrow with Jeremy and Friday night in the Punch Bowl. Please join me on those shows. Love you guys. Have a great night, and talk to you later.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.